It's 7 hours Beijing time.
公元前210年，徐福的船奉秦始皇之命东渡。汉武帝时期，西汉的船远航至印度洋，开启海上丝绸之路。郑和的船七下西洋，连亚非探美洲。如今，一带一路新机遇，海上丝绸之路再启程。语言是沟通的船，让中国连接世界。北京外语广播。北京人民广播电台外语广播，中波774千赫，有线调频97.8兆赫。
This is Radio 774 www.am774.com。
北京外语广播网络电台，听双语，网天下。北京外语广播
Your bilingual station AM774。
Use English. Come join us and learn native spoken English in a creative way. Fun learning experience, no matter what your English level is. Check it out in Use English.
听众朋友大家好，欢迎再次收听趣味青春英语。This is Rose and Brian for you in Use English.So, what's the topic today, Rose?
Hey, Brian. The topic for today
why
is
do you sound funny?
Halloween.
Oh, no wonder. Halloween.
Halloween.
万圣节啊，这个
万圣节，
哎，也是西方的一个节日 ，and it's really around the corner. So,
it's
you know,
really around the corner.
I got a question for you. Is Halloween a fixed date holiday?Or is it one of those holidays that flows between, like, from Monday to Friday?
No, it is actually a fixed date, but it's not a fixed day. It's the same as Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving is actually a fixed day, not a fixed date. It's the opposite.
Oh, wow.
Do you get it? So, yeah, so basically Halloween is the 31st of October, right? So it doesn't matter what day that is. It could be Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, whatever.
Yep, that's a
Thanksgiving.
Date.
Thanksgiving is always the third Thursday in November. So that is always going to be on a Thursday, but it may be on the 20th, the 21st, the 24th, the 25th. We never know.
You know what? I don't know which one is more confusing, Chinese holidays or American ones.
Yeah, me neither.
Because you know the traditional Chinese holidays, they're based on the lunar calendar, right?
Yes.
So we get people confused.About when the holiday is coming.
Yeah.
And so it is about the American holidays, but at least not this one, right?
Right, not this one.
Okay, so Halloween is always the 31st of October.
That's right.
Does October even have a 31st?
It, Brian,
okay, it does. Okay.
Of course it does.
Okay. 我们说这个 Halloween, 每年都是十月的最后一天，也就是10月31号和一些其他的这种和星期几相关的节日比起来，我觉得这个真的是比较容易的了。So, this is easy for you, easy for me, and a lot of fun for the kids.
It is. It's a lot of fun for the kids. And you know what's so funny is Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas are my favorite holidays. It marks literally like the beginning of fall for me. And because I think because for these next three months in the United States,Pretty much every single day we're celebrating the entire month that holiday. So for things like, you know, Valentine's Day or Easter or July 4th, we really are celebrating for maybe just 1 or 2 days, right? But for Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas, we're literally celebrating all
month. This is the holiday season.
Yes, we're doing lots of activities, which we'll talk about a little bit later in the show.
All right.
But what I'd like to start talking about is where Halloween came from.
Yeah, I always wonder about that. I heard something. Maybe you can confirm or deny it. What I heard was the Halloween came from...somehow something related to witches. Is that true?
That is not true.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so Halloween evolved from the ancient Celtic holiday of Samhain. Have you heard of, you know what Celtic is? Okay, so This are all are from Ireland.
Okay.
Okay, so it originated pretty much in the UK and Ireland. Okay. And it basically, it started because they used this day to mark the end of the harvest season and the beginning of winter.
Really?
Yes.
So that was a completely false story I heard.
Really?
You know, what I heard was the origin was that people used to believe in witches, right?
Right.
And they used to, or supposedly, burn witches back in the old dark days. And then there came Halloween, which was not really a holiday, but sort of a day that they burn witches and all the other evil with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was completely different from this one. But this one's a lot more sunny. I like this one better.
Yes, exactly. Well, yeah, this is not so bad, right?
Mm.
But it also believed that this was a transition between the seasons. So it was between sort of summer and fall. This is to mark the fall. Actually, November was. But it was believed that the eve of November 1st, which is the day before, was believed that this transition was also to bridge the world of the dead.
So, okay, that really associates now. So this holiday, it was used for you know, harvest. However, this exact date also was believed to be kind of a gate between the living and the dead.
That's right.
Okay.
Yes. So, anyways, yeah, so it was marked to do this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this, they thought it was really about the dead. So what happened was, how do you think it got to the United States?
Well, since the first batch of American immigrants who landed on the continent was from Europe and maybe some people from Ireland. Is that the origin of this festival in the U.S.?
Say that again?
Or just explain it.
What?
Never mind.
Okay, so people from Ireland immigrated to the U.S.
That's what I said.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the reason.
So, yes, and so over time, it started off as sort of the same thing, and then it kept getting, you know, a little bit, it kept changing a little by little by little by little.
Yeah, but, you know, two things really fascinated me. One is that this particular Irish holiday would evolve into a, you know, a holiday on the national level in the U.S., and of course, it's mutated over the years to become this or that until today. But it seems like really a fun thing for these holidays to have, or how they have evolved.
Mm-hmm.
So how did they exactly become a national holiday?
You know, so first of all, we'll discuss Thanksgiving next month.
Okay.
But I would like to say that Halloween is actually not a holiday.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an official holiday.
It's not an official holiday, but everybody celebrates it. So it's not a day where you get to take off of work or anything like that. And I think it's because most of the holidays were based off of either American tradition and custom, or it was based off of a religious holiday. So Valentine's Day is not an official holiday either.
So Halloween is not a religious holiday.
No. Wait, Halloween?
Yeah.
No. In fact, if it were a religious holiday,
you know, it doesn't sound religious, but it involves all the, you know, ghosts and spirits. So I was thinking, you know, so it's not religious after all.
Yeah,
it's more like spiritual.
No, it's more spiritual, I guess you could say. Sure. Okay, so over time it became this type of thing. And of course, it started to change and evolve, and this was a long time ago.
When did the pumpkins jump in?
Okay, so there are so many things to do in the United States for Halloween, and it started to become customary that for Halloween, people and kids started to celebrate in specific ways, okay? So let's talk about the first thing that people, of course, that is associated with Halloween, which is the jack-o'-lantern.
Why is it called jack-o'-lantern?
Well, you're going to have to Google it.
Okay. I'll do that after the show.
Well, all I know is a jack-o'-lantern obviously is made from a pumpkin, and you carve it. Maybe this is why. Okay, so you carve it. You carve out the eyes, the nose, and the mouth. Okay, mm-hmm. And then, of course, you cut the top, take out all the seeds, and then inside you put a candle, and it becomes a lantern.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think what they did is they basically named it a generic name, like Jack. I'm not joking. And it became like a lantern, so jack-o'-lantern.
I don't buy it, but I'll believe it.
Yay! Okay. All right, so of course, we have plenty of pumpkins.
Absolutely.
Okay? And one of the most favorite traditions about Halloween is there have started to become an increasing number of pumpkin patches.
Mm.
Okay, so a pumpkin patch is basically a huge farmland area with thousands of pumpkins, all different sizes. And a tradition is you go there, pick out a few for your family, a few sizes there. They have white pumpkins, pumpkins that are like white and orange, I mean, a few different colors, mm-hmm. right, that are natural. And what you do is you go pick out pumpkins, but at the pumpkin patch, there started to be more and more activities. So they started to have rides for children, hay rack rides, because it's on a farm, obviously. So they put it on the hay on a tractor, and they take you for sort of like a ride around the farm, which is kind of cool.
On the tractor?
Yeah, on a farm tractor. They put lots of kids on top, and you can just kind of look around, and it's fun. They also started to have slides and a petting farm where you can pet, like, not necessarily horses, but, like, goats and feed the little animals because it's safe for children. They also barbecue. So you go inside, like, the barn, and they'll have barbecue chicken and hot dogs.
Inside the barn?
Yeah.
Worried about burning the barn?
No.
Huh.
So, because we don't barbecue like Chinese people do, okay, which is outside in a huge bonfire. Okay, we have very safe barbecue.
That was what I was picturing.
Okay, so they have hot dogs and hamburgers and all sorts of things to eat for people. But the good thing is that not only do you have things associated with Halloween, you also have tastes and smells. Okay, so the tastes of the fall season are normally cranberry flavored things. Like it could be cranberry flavored wine.
I thought it would be candy bar flavored.
No, candy bar flavored, no. Cranberry flavored wine. So these are the colors and the tastes and the scents that are associated with the season.
All right.
So we have cranberry flavored drinks, could be juice. We have apple cider, hot apple cider, which I think Chinese people would appreciate because it's hot. So there's hot apple cider. You can also have cider wine, pumpkin pie. They have lots of flavored apples, so apples is also a scent and a flavor of the season.
Mm.
You have lots of apples. You go picking apples and make apple pie. They'll sell apple pie, apple bread, banana bread. You have these really warm scents and really warm flavors. So we have all these different types that they sell and offer in the barn.
Mm.
And when you walk into the barn, it just smells so amazing.
Yeah, well, it sounds all good, but I need to do a little explanation here. 说到这个万圣节啊，现在由于互联网的普及，大家对于各个地方的这种各种节日吧，都已经有了太多太多的了解，不像原来了。你比如说，在我很小的时候，只是听说过啊，万圣节，大概知道呢，万圣节大概有个什么样的一个场面吧，啊，有南瓜呀，啊，有这个化妆舞会啊，还有这个出席教堂啊，大概也就是如此。但是呢，其实在真正去过美国几次之后，发现这个到了万圣节的时候，是一个蛮温馨的场面啊。这么说可能有点奇怪，因为万圣节我们中国还有一种叫法叫鬼节嘛，叫外国的鬼节。但其实好像并不是那么恐怖可怕，就算是大家穿上这种化妆舞会的服装啊，大家也觉得是一种比较开心热闹温馨的这种感觉，不是说的到处都被吓得不行。包括我们刚才说的这个 pumpkin patch 啊，这个农场上的这种南瓜叫什么？南瓜卖场吧， 也会有很多让大人和孩子都会非常开心的游戏也好，或者是活动也好，甚至是食物在其中。然后都会感觉到这个节日，虽然它并不是一个official holiday， 它并不是一个政府规定啊，这是一个节假日的节日，但仍然会让人觉得非常非常的美好。So that's about Halloween, although there are actually a ton more to it.
Yes, there's so much more to it. Okay, so other than our pumpkin patches and our barns, of course we come to our haunted houses.
Yeah, those are a little bit scary.
They are. So what happens is that we have these haunted houses. I remember going as a teenager every year with my friends. And what we would do is it would stand in line literally for like an hour, 2 hours, just to get through the line, because they would make you sign a waiver saying basically if something happens to you in the haunted house, they're not liable. Okay, so they have all these really crazy, scary things in the haunted house, and it takes you about 20, 30 minutes to go through. And now they started making it scarier, more realistic, and longer. So they started choosing big, huge, old, deserted mansions and turning it into a haunted house. So you have to climb steps, and they guide you which way to go. You have signs. And actually, it started to become something for adults, too. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, for that part, you remember I told you about the sort of Chinese version haunted house?
Yeah.
Here? They have a new one. And this one is located in the east part of the city, so it's easier to get access to.
Really? And you haven't told me about this yet?
They're new. They just opened.
Is it for children or adults?
No, it's for adults.
But is it sort of like the traditional haunted house where...
No, it's not. It's one of those I told you about, story-guided haunted house. You get, you know, interactions with the actors and actresses, but it's not one of those traditionals you would reckon with. But this one is pretty popular because of the IP of it. It's called, I think it's called the Beauty Water. It's based on a Korean comics talking about this product of Beauty Water, which is supposed to be able to let you shape your face any way you like.
That's cool.
But it ended up getting people dissolved.
So, yes, haunted houses, but the traditional haunted houses in America are just really different because Halloween is huge in America.
Yeah.
And, of course, along with haunted houses, oh, you know, I was going to tell you, last year when I was in London, not London, Japan, I went to a haunted house.
In Japan.
And it took an hour to get through. It was supposed to be the most haunted house in the country. And was it freaky? Yes, it was a little freaky, but it was so fun because you just didn't know what was going to pop out at you. I think that's the scary part. Not that it's real, but you just don't know who's going to like jump out at the dark at you and chase you down the hall.
Well, we took the time in Japan to eat one of the most expensive steaks in the country and probably the world.
Boring.
All right.
So, yes. So that's that. And then, yes, so this was in Japan, okay? So haunted houses, super fun, awesome. You should do it. So another thing that we started doing just as a family, my brothers and my sister and I, because we're all the same age, is we started taking some of our friends and we started going zombie paintballing.
Which
is the best. It is so fun. You go at around 11 o'clock or at midnight, literally. It takes 2 hours to get out of the city of Chicago, and you go out and you there's another huge farm. You wait 1 to 2 hours in line because everybody wants to go, and you have a paintball, and they're not allowed to shoot back, and they guide you through really dark forest and fields, and they start running after you, and you shoot them, and it's so fun.
You know, since the last time you told me about this, I think this might be a very good business idea here in China.
It would be an amazing idea, but the only reason why I don't think it would be that great of an idea is because I think that China is limited to what it can do and what it can't do. As far as scaring people or...
But having painted people walking should be fine.
Yeah, but what about paintballs?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, too. That, I seriously don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
If it's legal or not.
I don't think so. I think because we, as a team, when I was working at my old job...
But there are, like, those paintball shooting ranges here in Beijing.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm not certain if the I
have a lot of really great, great Halloween ideas, business ideas for China. Yeah, so that's fun. It's super fun. Okay, so, of course, then we have the one of the main things, which is trick or treating.
Yeah, I told you I went
trick or treat
for that when I was 14 years old.
Yeah, don't tell anybody that. Super embarrassing.
Because I was in the U.S.
Yeah, but so I thought you were in the U.S. in college.
No, I was in the U.S. during high school as an exchange student.
Oh, I thought it was college.
Nope. I went to college here.
Wow, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, trick-or-treating.
Trick-or-treat.
Okay, so this is what you're supposed to say. Trick-or-treat, smell my feet, give me something good to eat. If you don't, I don't care, I'll pull down your underwear.
Ignore that last sentence.
This is really what they say. But everyone started shortening it to trick-or-treat.
You know, I don't remember my host brothers said that. I think they just said trick-or-treat.
So yeah, I think it's shortened to trick-or-treat.
So it's much more simple nowadays. Just give me candies, all right?
Exactly, just give me some candy. Just don't give any 14-year-olds candy and a pillow slip.
Why not?
No, they're dangerous.
That's mean.
So trick-or-treating, of course, is one of the biggest pastime customs of Halloween.
For children,
yes, absolutely. And they made it safer because sometimes in the United States, unfortunately, I love my country, but it does have its moments where it can be unsafe, so you have to be careful so no one snatches your child.
Oh.
Make sure that your child is... You know, you go walk with your child to the front door, and, you know, you go in a neighborhood that you know. Don't go in any weird, strange neighborhoods that you have no idea. Make sure to stay with the crowd. And like I said, the new thing is that for the past, like, 10 or 15 years, they started having shopping malls distribute candy to kids coming in because it was safe. It was the safest way to get candy.
Yeah, but if you're going to, you know, let your kid do that around the neighborhood, make sure Dr. Frankenstein does not live in the same community.
That's right. He's actually a really nice guy, though.
Okay. Well, people have different opinions on the doctor.
Yeah.
I think he's pretty cool, but other people, he's really freaked out by him.
Yeah.
All right. So where are we? Oh, trick-or-treating. You know, I think we're missing one big part during the Halloween.
What?
The costumes.
Yes, I'm not done.
I think that should be the first one.
I know, probably. Probably. So, okay, so two more things. We'll talk about costumes, but we'll also talk about how adults celebrate Halloween. How do you think adults celebrate Halloween? Come on.
I don't know. Watching your kids trick-or-treating?
Well, that's one way, if you're married with kids.
We could have a masquerade.
No. What's a masquerade? That is for, like, something different. It's called a Halloween party.
Okay.
So adults...
What do they do in these parties?
Yeah, so they have Halloween parties. They basically play games. They have the best dressed costume because adults can dress up as other adults in the media. They see in the media, like, I'm sure there are going to be lots of Donald Trump's costumes out there, right? Yeah. So there are going to be a lot of costumes out there. Yeah, so we dress up, dress really awesome, wear the best costumes, go to these costumes, eat, dance, drink, eat. Well, I just said those two things. So drink and eat a lot. Okay, you got
so
it.
Seems like those.
Yes. Meet new people. We can play games. They have the best costume award. Some things like this. So yeah, it's actually really, really fun. I hadn't actually been to a Halloween party for very, very long, many years, until I'd gone last year in London. And that one was really fun. So it was awesome. Yeah. So this year I don't know what I'm gonna do, but the last thing we'll discuss, costumes and parties, that's it. There's just so many ways to celebrate Halloween, and it's just so fun, and people celebrate all year, and your kids in school, there's a Halloween party every other day, they sell costumes all month, it's just exciting.
Yeah, I know it might seem a little bit strange, but that's happening here in China, too.
Yeah.
They're selling costumes, they're holding costume parties during Halloween, they're selling all those pretty funny lanterns, not a Chinese style, for sure. And also, well, the one thing that I don't see here, or maybe the two things, the pumpkin patches, no.
I would love to open a pumpkin patch here. I think it would be hugely successful. I'm not kidding.
It would cost you a fortune.
It would, but I would make a fortune. I would make a double fortune.
I doubt that, but you can
Why?
Try.
Are you serious? No way. This would totally catch on. If you go and you have a pumpkin patch where people can take their children to go on rides and slides and pet goats and pick out pumpkins to take home and carve, are you serious? Yeah, for sure. If you make it more of a fun, friendly, family-friendly holiday, sure.
I don't even know there are, you know, so big pumpkin farms around this
But city. They sell pumpkins everywhere in China.
That's true.
So there has to be a farm somewhere around here. Plus, trust me, I've seen plenty of farmers on the subway.
Maybe a suburban area around Shanghai.
Whatever. I've seen plenty of farmers in the Beijing subway. So.
Try that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're having fun. We hope you all enjoy the holiday. Have your own fun. And, of course, we'll be back with more stuff about holidays later on in the show.
That's right.
Today, this is it. Thank you for being with us.
Bye-bye.
本节目教材由盛智学习集团美国国家地理学习公司提供。
There's a big secret world far from you and me. It's under the sea, it's under the sea. There are all kinds of animals wild and free. Under the sea, under the sea.
We'll call them out, you repeat after me. Let's name the animals under the sea.
There's a dolphin,
there's a dolphin.
And a lobster,
and a lobster,
and a fish with scales,
a fish with scales,
and a whale with a tail,
a whale with a tail.
There's a turtle.
接下来您将收听到的是怪怪故事屋，小朋友们一起来听外教老师讲英文绘本故事吧。
1934年8月至1935年10月，中国工农红军进行了史无前例的长征。红军超乎寻常的毅力，战胜了几十万国民党反动军队的围追堵截，最终取得胜利。长征组歌中的《过雪山草地》，讲述了红军在过雪山草地时遇到的极大困难。和红军战天斗地，以野菜充饥的顽强斗志，长征精神代代相传，用音乐缅怀历史，铭记歌曲背后的故事，纪念长征胜利80周年，弘扬长征精神，构建和谐社会。
Radio 774，声音在耳边，世界在心里。北京外语广播，聆听资讯，分享优质生活。
Could go on But when you left, you left me here so all alone, nothing left to hold.